Okay, we're up to Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, they used to use a linen shmata to isolate the Kohen Gadol. Maishna Shelbut, why dafka linen? Amud Av Kahanik Neshe Yakir, that he should remember Shavoidas Hayyim, that all the activities pertaining to the Yom Kippur Avoidas, specifically Yom Kippur, is a big debut, you have to wear linen. In the morning he wore made out of Egyptian linen shel shmoina asar, worth 1,800 or 18 mana, and then he gives you a total of 30. The morning was 18, the night was 12. What do you have? And we know that 18 and 12 is 30. Why does Mish have to specify 30? How come out to teach you? The botza mahani loy navi. That's the minimum. The minimum is 30. Says the Gemara, but ha e botza mahani. Let's say the one in the morning, instead of 18, he took 15. The toffee honey in the evening one, instead of what do you call it, 8, he did more, so now together you have 30 honey, less slumber, then we don't care as long as the total is 30. So even if you didn't do exactly the figures we did, kuli almias, everyone agrees. However, the shachar adifa, everyone agrees that the one you wore in the morning had to be more expensive than the one you wore at night. But Nolan, how do you know? Oh, we usually say Ma'il Makoidim, but even why over here we say the morning one's more expensive. Like Mother says, Omar Avhuna Breda Viloy, Omar Kro, there's a pasuk, it says 4 times the word bad. Bad, 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 bad. So we dash in the last two bad is mufcher bad. Within bad itself, you should have the best kind of bad possible. And for the morning, Mason has a question. It says in the pasuk, the love should be got in machedin. They put on other clothing. We're up to lamed hanging by the top of the page. So we're saying here that the clothes in the morning, the linen clothes you want in the morning, is more expensive than you want in the morning and the afternoon. Makes us a question. It says, "V'lof shu begadim achedim." You put on other clothing, v'lo yikatcher some b'vgedayim, and they don't become kaddish to the clothes. My love, it says, "V'lof shu begadim achedim." They wore other clothing in the afternoon activity, the kohen gadol. My love achedim, chayda achedim means chashuv men. Why are they called achedim others? Because they're more expensive. You told me the morning one was more expensive than the afternoon. It seems the other way around. The afternoon was more expensive than the morning one. Or says, no, loy, achedim means they're different, and they're different price. But who said, told you it's more expensive? Achedim p'chusim, man, they're actually worth less. Tony Levun about Yehuda, Bamro, others say, Rabbi Shemal Yehuda, achal shekol savoyda tzibun, after he finished the communal work, koyin she'osul imaksayin, is those kohani that the mother wove their own clothes for them, loyv she puts it on, v'oiva bo, and he serves with it, avoydas yachid, the avoid of the yachid. What's avoydas yachid? The avoid of removing the shovel. And the spoon, the machta is considered avodas yachid. But even then, b'vad, as long as she surrenders the tzibur, that he donates it completely, wholeheartedly to the community. So avodas tzibur, he's not allowed, mother cannot give him private things, it's communal. This avodas yachid, he can. Pshita says, mother, obviously, give it over to tzibur. What's a chiddush name? I would have thought, maybe we shouldn't trust him, we shouldn't, we don't allow the mother to give him private things, because we don't think that he gave it over wholeheartedly. So maybe even these avoiders also, even though we call them avoiders yachid, because they're communal avoiders, you shouldn't give them. Come on, as long as you trust him. Says Igmar Amr, Allah, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Pabi, they said about Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Pabi, his mother made him ksenis, a shirt, shameya mana, worth 100 mana. The life that he wore it, va'ayvid ba'avoiders yachid, and he served avoiders yachid, taking out the spoon and the shovel. Then gave it over to the community because it's part of the avoda. Amru Allah, they said about Rabbi Elazar ben Charsis. We learned before also that he was a kohen gadol. His mother, he was very rich. His mother made a kohen shirt, mishtei ribi, 20,000. It's worth $20,000 worth of material, and the Chachamim did not allow him to wear it in the kohen. Why not? In the Beis Midrash. They should need a ka'arim. It was such fine material that it looked naked. And that's Nizik. Says Imor, Mimes Chazi, how can he look naked? Bahama didn't we learn that chuton kafel shisha, that each string was woven from 6 strings. So obviously it was thick. I'm gonna buy you kim chamra b'mazga, like wine in a thick glass. You can still see the wine. Here also, even though it was a linen, of course such fine material, it was like transparent. So they didn't let him wear it in the Beis Hamikdash. Says he would have item. Somehow we learned, Oni v'oshi v'rosha. If a person passes away, l'achar mei v'esim, He comes to Shemayim and they said to him, why didn't you learn Torah? Whether your excuse is because you were very poor, whether your excuse is Vasha, you were very rich, whether your excuse is you were Russia, Boyin Ladin, every one of them will have to justify why you didn't have Shiurim in Torah. Lani, if a guy is poor and he said, look, I couldn't learn, he said to him, why didn't you learn Torah? That's the first question we ask you. If he says, Oni Hayisi, I was poor, I was constantly pursuing my panosa. Were you more impoverished than Hill? What's the Hill Hazakin? They say about Hill Hazakin, before he became Hill Hazakin, every day, he used to work and earn this a kupke, it's called a traffic, which is a seller, what that Medina was. And and he would give and what he did with the money that he earned, which is come nothing, to enter the Beis HaMedrash, teaching, he had to pay. It was tuition. And half of the money he paid for tuition, and the other half he used for his own panasa, which is nothing. Pamachas once, he didn't earn any money that week, even though he recognized him and let him in. Allah, what did he do? He climbed up in Nitla and he hung on the roof. The Yashua Perubi and he hung himself up on top of the skylight. Kadesh Yishma Divri Elikim Chaim. To hear words of Chassidus. The Pishmai of Italian. Omru Oisa Hayyim Erev Shabbat. That day was Friday. Ut Kufas Tevis in the middle of the winter. The Yorad Olav Shelig Min Shemayim. And it snowed from Shemayim. Like a miraculous snow. Kisha, all every snow comes from Shemayim. So it's kind of, some kind of like a miracle. It wasn't meant to snow and it did. When he woke in the morning, I'll tell you, my brother, every day, the house is full of light during the day. Today is dark. Is it cloudy today? Because I remember coming in, it wasn't cloudy at all. They looked up in the skylight, and they saw the figure of a person covering the skylight. Olu, they climbed up, and they found on top of this person, there was three amas of snow, parku. They removed him, v'chitzu, and they bathed him, v'sichu, and they put ointments on him, v'yishivu, k'neged hamadur, put next to the fire, and he had hypothermia. Amru, they said, ro ze l'chalav z'shabbos. This person was suitable to mechal shabbos. What exactly does that mean? Because any yid you have to mechal shabbos on. What do you mean by the ro ze l'chalav shabbos? I'm not exactly sure what that expression means. I guess the point is it happened on Fridays, so trying to tell that even though it was Shabbos and what they were doing were activities you shouldn't do, yet the same person allowed to. And he was Moshe Nefesh. I'm not sure what he meant. So that's the story of the Aniyah. So don't give me a story that you're an other man and therefore you couldn't learn Torah. Nobody was poorer than Hill, and yet look, he's Moshe Nefesh for learning. Oh shit, if a guy says, look, I was so busy, I was so wealthy, who had time to learn? Why did you learn Torah? I was so rich. I was so busy with my assets. I'm like telling him, Klum, Asher, Yisa, Yisa, and Abba Lazar, you're a greater rich man than Abba Lazar. I'm going to Lord Lazar, and the Charsa, they said, Abba Lazar, that you're Niach Le'ovid, Elev Ayodas, Be'Yabasha. He owned 1,000 cities in the Yabasha, about 7 lines in the wide lines. Shem Rote, Mechof, I'm a base. Yeah, 9 lines into the wide lines. First word lines, Be'Yabasha. He owned 1,000 cities on dry land. And corresponding to that, he had Elis Finnaby, 1,000 ships on this ocean. Every day, he personally would take a little jug of flour. And he would travel from city to city and country to country, a little Maitaita, just to learn Taita. He didn't have any Hana from his Olam Hazeh. He went to learn Taita. Pamachas was Matsu Avodav. His servants caught him. They didn't recognize who he was. But also Boyangari, and they forced him to go work for their master. And they didn't know that this was their boss. And because they just thought he was a citizen city trying to get away with just sitting on welfare and not doing any work. Amr Lahen, he said to them, Bavakasha Mechem, do me a favor, Hanichuni, let me go, release me, Ve'elich, I want to learn Taita. Amr Uloy, they said, Chayyad Ablaz Mechazim, we swear in the life of Ablaz Mechazim, they didn't know this was him. We're not going to let you go. You have to work, earn a living. He never saw his workers. His workers never saw him. He was so discreet. He was so incognito that no one knew who he was. He was a recluse. He sat to learn Torah all day and all night. He was a Tana. And later on, he was a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, there's no excuse. Look at him. Russia, if a guy says, look, I had a big Yetzer Hara, what do you want from me? That's why I didn't learn Torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Imam Noah Yisi, look, I look very handsome. The Torah Beitzi, I was constantly busy feeding my Yitzhahara with the Taivas Noshim and all that. Oimin Loy, they say to him, Klum Noah Yisim Yosef, you think you're more handsome than Yosef? Omru Allah, Yosef Tzadik, Bechol Yoimim, every day, Yosef Eches Paitifa Meshadalta Medvorim, every day she tried to seduce him. But Godim Shalav Shaloy Shachri Shalav Shaloy Arvis, she went out of her way that the clothing she wore in the morning, she changed in the afternoon. She may as well look very attractive to Yosef. But God is the Arvis Lodosh, the Shachar, the clothes she wore at night, she didn't wear in the day. Omnulah, she said to Yosef, Hisham Ali, she said, listen to me, come with me. Omnulah, he said to her, Lav, no. Omnulah, she said, Hareini Chivashtar, I threaten you, I'm going to incarcerate you. Omnulah, he said to her, Hashem Matirasud, you can incarcerate me, my Eshra will release me. Hareini Kaifefes Kemasach, I am going to break your Stolzkite. I'm going to make you feel humble. Hashem Zegi Kefufi, whatever you do to me, the Abishah will straighten me out. Hareini Mesame Senech, I will blind you. Hashem Pekechiv, the Abishah will take care of me, he'll give me back eyesight. Nos Noloi Elev Kikre Kesef, she gave him 1,000 kikr of silver so that to seduce him. Lishmoya, let to listen to her. Lishkev Esla, and to sleep with her. Lias Ima, to be with her. Vele Rotze Lishmoya, he refused to listen to her. So we dashen. Lishkevel etzla to lay next to her by Elam Haza in this world. Lias ima Elam Haba and join Elam Haba. So she also wanted a little bit of Elam Haba. The end was her daughter. Nimtza comes out. Hilul. So what happens? So and nobody was more handsome than Yosef at Tzadik, and he was strong. So according to this Gemara, it wasn't like the Yeknesh. You know, he saw the Yeknesh love it reminded him. He himself was strong. Nimtza comes out. Hilul mechayiv as a name. Hilul mechayiv all the poor people. Rabbi Lot mechayiv is mechayiv ashirim and ashirim. And Yosef mechayiv as a rishayim. Yosef mechayiv as a rishayim. And the Maram Shif used to add. He adds, and I am mechayiv all the shaitim. If somebody dies and they ask him, how come you didn't learn Titan? He said, you never gave me a pair of brains between my ears. So maybe he said, there's nobody dumber than Maram Shif, and look what he did. Safe is actually very hard to understand. Look what he did. So. No excuses. So basically, there are no excuses. No excuses. Mishnah. Bo, next thing the Kohen Gadol did was, Bo loy eitzel pari, came to his bull, uparoy, and his bull, haya oimid, was standing bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. The front room in the base of the Midrash is called the ulam. And then you have the heichal and the kodesh l'Hashem. The ulam was standing, it was wider than the rest of the base of the Midrash, 10 amas on each side, and it was fronting up 12 amas. So that whole ulam, the foyer, like the foyer of the Beis Hamikdash, between the mizbech and the foyer, we had all machlekes before. We had three different opinions. We had the mizbech was positioned, but assuming right now the mizbech was right opposite the entrance to the, it was a little bit moved over from the entrance because you had to be able to see the paradum inside. So we had either the walls of the Beis Hamikdash lower, so you were able to see over the mizbech, or the mizbech was not. It was a little bit recessed so that you can see in the back of the mizbech into the heichel. But nevertheless, so this section between the Mizbech and the Ulam, we have to shecht and soften. That section, the north side of the door was 10 amas wide, the opening. The north 5 amas was considered, remember, the Beis Hamikdash was on the east. When you're looking east, you look into the Beis Hamikdash. West was going out of the Beis Hamikdash. North was north and south was south, but that's inside the Beis Hamikdash. So the north half of that doorway was considered north. So if a korban was there, that's considered you shechted in north. So the Kohen Gadol brought his bull there, between the Ulam and the Mizbech, but the head was facing south, and his back was facing north, so it was not facing either the Mizbech or the Beis Hamikdash, but they turned his face around, and the face wested, faced the entrance of the Beis Hamikdash to the west. The Kohen was standing on the east side, also facing the Beis Hamikdash, the same of Olav, he placed both of his hands between the horns of the animal, then he said the following video, Avisi, Pashaiti, Chatasi. The three expressions of Avisi, Pashaiti, Chatasi, according to this Lashon, Avisi is the most serious, Pashaiti is, Avisi is like, not only deliberate, but Lahachis. Pashaiti is deliberate, and Chatasi means Beshagig. Why we go to the singing more later? For Necho, Ani, for you, Obesi, my family, Ono Hashem, Ebeshte, Kapino. Interesting, the Abishah's name is called Hashem, because it means the name of the Abishah, but different opinions what name we're talking about here. 42-letter name, or Hashem, the way it's written, not the way we say it. Ona Hashem, Kapen Ola Avoynes, Ola Pshoim, Lechatoim, Shavisi, Shepashayit, Chatosif, Nechami, Ani, Beisim, I, my family, Kakosif, Demesh, Avdecha.
says Natayde Kibayim Hazay Chapit. Vehinoi Nachar Baruch Shem Goros Lavid. All answer Baruch Shem. Says Rashi Roishel Adonim Upon Lamaidim. If I bring Mada Sheikim Roishel Tzad Hechel, he turns his tilts head towards the Hechel. The car boy time a mile a mukul. You already asked, why don't you just have facing directly to the Hechel and then his back to the Mizrach? Why do you have to have him like a standing in one direction and then he turn his head around? The Gabla Mizrach, the Rachel Maidav. But coin aim, the coin standing in the Mizrach on the east side. Man Shamele, who's the one who says, the Amen Ulam Mizbeach Tzafen, who's the one who says that the section between the Mizbeach and the entrance is actually the is considered north? You might think north. If this is the Beis HaMikdash here and this is the Mizbeach, you would have thought that it means from here to the wall. You're telling me that this half of the doorway is also considered north. Who holds that? Man Shamadle, who holds the Amr Beinu Ulam Mizbeach Tzafen? That all section is called Tzafen. That's Rabbi Loza Barab Shimni. What's Rabbi Loza Barab Shimni? Three opinions. The time we learned, Eze with Tzafen, what's north? Mikir Shem Mizbeach Tzafeni. But Kreis HaZadah, from the end of the Mizbeach here until Kreis HaZadah, can it come to the Kulei Tzafen? Divrei Rabbi Yisi by Yudah. Maybe it holds of which section is Tzafen? Only from here, this is the Mizbeach, only the width of Mizbeach, all the way to this wall here. Not this side. The Mizbeach doesn't, there's still space in the Chot and HaZadah from here to here. No, that's not included. And there's space over here between here and Mizbeach, it's not north. North is only corresponding to the Mizbeach. That's opinion one. That's Rabbi Yisi by Yudah. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, he adds, Av Beinu Ul Mizbeach. Oh, so this section here is considered north, all the way to the wall. But not this section here. Rebbe Moisef Af Mokum Drisis Ragel climbed 11 Amos at the Kohenim walk over here. And by Af Mokum Drisis Ragel, so 11 Amos Yisrael walk over here all the way to that wall. So that's the three opinions. So therefore, who is it? Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon. Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon says that this section here is considered north. That's the one is considered north. When you go past the ulam in the back of the base of Migdash over here, behind that here, it's called Khalifas. That's where all the knives were in every single tribe. There was 24 windows there, and every single family had their own window where they put their knives. But that section couldn't see Mizbeach. So there, even though it's north, everyone agrees it's not considered north. Hakamaydim Shapos Apostle. Lema, let us say, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Lozer Shimon Rebbe. Why do you say Rabbi Lozer Rebbe? The Chayit is only Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Says Yimon, I feel the Rebbe. You can say that also. It's Rebbe. Why? Because Rebbe hash the Rebbe should be Moisif. Lozer Shimon le Moisif. If Rebbe is Moisif, he says I'm Moisif. You say that only this part here is north. I say this part is north. If I'm Moisif this part here, surely I'm Moisif here as well. And now come in. E Rebbe nuchim kulu bazar. If it's Rebbe, then why are you saying that the only part that's north is over here? Say it's entire anywhere north is good enough for the Kohen Gadol to shecht on Yom Kippur. So what are you concluding? It's only Rabbi Lozer Shimon who says that this section is good, so therefore it's Rabbi Lozer Shimon. The nukim b'mizbeach l'kaisel. If Rabbi Lozer Shimon, so let us say any part, even this section as well, is good. Why dafka over here? Elamai is going to tell me because the Kohen Gadol is very weak. We don't want to carry the blood from here all the way to here. We want to make him shecht as close as possible. And he has the blood, he can walk around the base of Mikdash. So Rebbe also, the whole area is kosher, but we still want you to shecht right next to the entrance of Beis HaMikdash, because that is as close as possible. So it could be any one of these three tonight. It could be either Rebbe or Rebbe Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, in Mitzvah.